Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Angulates down toward the end line for Durkin, swoops across, close header, it's in the back of the cage! Goes near post, and Klaus is bracing tonight!
We are the home of City SC Soccer. Actually, Y98 will have all the games this upcoming season here, one of our sister stations. And this is, we're getting very close. We've been talking about baseball season. As I mentioned, pitchers and catchers are reporting on the 12th
Nine
of this month.
Days.
But soccer is coming up, too. In fact, they open the season February 22nd against Colorado. They'll be playing at the new Energizer Park.
Yep.
That's what it's called now. But there is a kickoff event that is happening on the 16th of February. It is the City SC kickoff event at the factory. And joining us today is City SC Chief Experience Officer Matt Seebeck with us on KMOX. How's it going, Matt?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Season 3.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? Nature is healing.
It is great. It is.
Yeah, 60 degrees outside. And so, you mentioned 3 weeks away, our home opener at the new Energizer Park. And we're pumped. We're really pumped. We're excited.
Excellent. Well, let's go to this kickoff event, because this now will be just, what, the week before the season actually kicks off. It's at the factory. What is this kickoff event?
It's you mentioned pitchers and catchers reporting, Cardinals. I'm a St. Louis guy. When winter warm-up comes around, it is kind of that chapter turn, that it, you know, the new players, new season. So this is our version of that. We did it last year. It was a ton of fun. We did it at the Armory.
Mm-hmm.
About 5,000 people showed up. Great event. It's a stage performance, stage show. Coaches, players are there. A lot of fun for friends and family. So this year we're switching it up a little bit. We're going out to Factory, which is a beautiful venue in Chesterfield, taking the show on the road a bit. And it's at a concert deliberately, because we want the pomp and circumstance. We want to make a bang. We'll have our new head coach, Olaf Melberg, will be there. All the players will be there. We'll have St. Louis soccer legends. We're paying an homage to the soccer history here. And then we're actually going to wrap the show up with Steve Ewing from The Urge.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll actually have a musical performance there. So it should be a lot of fun.
It is Sunday, February 16th, and tickets go on sale for that today, right?
They're on sale today for the general public at noon today.
Okay.
So, again, it's a concert venue, so tickets will be limited. There's a lot of demand for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, please, follow us on social. You can get those tickets on SeatGeek.com at noon today.
And tickets for the regular season to the general public, they open up on Thursday, right?
Yeah, right around the corner. So we've got tickets on sale for City Live today. We have single game tickets on sale coming this Thursday. Which is important, because, people, I think the general vibe around town still is, I'd like to go to a game, but every game is sold out. That is true, but this is the window where we reserve a block of tickets for every single game this year. And those are the single game tickets that people can get their hands on starting this Thursday. So, and a lot of new kit, new season, a lot of new stuff coming in the next couple of weeks. Really exciting.
Excellent. Now, with this fan kickoff event Sunday, February 16th at the factory, is it encouraged to wear a scarf? Because I do feel like the scarf to fan ratio in soccer is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Much higher than any other sport,
especially in the winter. Last year we designed a summer scarf, actually, Amy. So
did you really?
A little bit lighter material.
I've got one.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
I have so many city scarves.
I've never seen you in a summer scarf.
Summer scarf.
Well,
yeah.
I don't wear it here.
You know what? I think John.
You wear
Hamm,
it to the game.
John Hamm is in the wrong sport. That guy loves himself.
He does
with his
love scarf.
Does he have some city scarves?
He does. Yeah, and it's those summer accoutrements can be it's a little hot in 100-degree weather.
Does John Mozeliak have one? Did you
I don't
get
know.
Him one?
That's a good call.
He's a big scarf guy.
He is a scarf guy.
He is a
guy,
scarf guy.
Yeah. He's a fashionista.
Yeah, you need to get him one.
Yeah, so scarves are good, but you mentioned, new gear.
Mm-hmm.
Our kit will be coming out soon as well. So this will be our new home jersey. So it's a bit of a refresh for us, because for 2 years we've worn the same city red jersey. So this will be some new threads that our players will wear at home.
Is that something that Major League Soccer does? They switch up the jerseys a lot?
Every year, yeah. Okay. Every year we'll have a new shirt, and we alternate between home and away. So this year will be our new home jersey.
And this is, like you said, this is the actual jersey, not like in hockey, like a third jersey,
right,
or at the Cardinals where it's an alternate. You literally switch up the whole thing.
This will be the main one, yeah.
How different is it?
Can you
tell us?
It's different.
Okay. You can't give us any... give us like one detail on it.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, no one's listening.
Purina will be on the front.
Okay, well, I think we knew that. All right. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this new season. So, like, what about the experience at Energizer Park will be different this year?
It's always about, you know, incremental. I think, you know, we have always looked at it, at least culturally at the club, is it's like a Netflix show. So, you know, if you watch season one and season mm-hmm. two, it's the same plot, same excitement, but always introducing new characters and new storylines. So last year we introduced a ton of, you know, fire, smoke and pyro and new food partners. And so, for us this year, it's a little bit more of that. We're going to do some fun stuff with music inside the stadium this year. That'll be new and different. New food partners will be announced the week leading up to our new match, or our first home match on February 22nd. So it's always keep people, you know, keep thinking new and exciting.
You know, looking at, as you mentioned, like a Netflix show, the first couple of season, you're building the characters, right?
That's right.
Finding out who everybody is, what the nature is of each character, but also introducing new ones. And it does seem like a big kicker here for the Sunday, February 16th kickoff party would be just an opportunity to meet the new head coach, Olaf Melberg.
Totally.
Because maybe people haven't heard from him a lot yet, right? The season hasn't started. They want to know his personality, know what he's like. Plus, Roman Berkey will be there, which is a big one, too.
Yeah.
But those seem like the two big pulls for that Sunday event. Not that everything isn't a pull, but like you said, it is a new character.
It is. Yeah, and you know, we brought in six or seven new players last year midseason, so fans got to kind of know, love, and understand those players, how they play, where they play. But then the season ends, and we have this, you know, long winter with snow and ice. So I think for everybody to kind of come back and, you know, see these faces that they started to get to know at this event is gonna be a good time.
You know, you mentioned the long winter. It's kind of not. If you think about it,
yeah.
Because the regular
yeah.
season for this starts at the end of this month. I mean, we're a couple of weeks away from it, really, and it goes into the middle of October.
Yeah.
So soccer's around for a long time.
This guy
yeah.
sounds like he is not a big enough
no,
fan.
I love it.
Who doesn't love it enough.
I used to make fun of the hockey offseason because
like,
it's like 5 minutes.
It is five minutes. You make it to the Stanley Cup final, you're going back to camp and 4 weeks.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the soccer season's even longer, which is actually kind of good because you get it pretty much all year,
yeah.
it feels like.
Yeah, it's great. And people kind of joke, like, what our offseason looks like. First of all, like it's not very long, as you joke mm-hmm. about, but, you know, it's 3 months or so, and any changes we want to make in the stadium pretty much have to be decided by, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas. So it's a lot of strategy and planning in 3 months. So it's nice to get back to the formula of a home game every other weekend.
I wonder if it's like a cat. You know, you can have a really fluffy cat, and then when the cat gets wet, it's like mm-hmm. this little rat.
Yeah.
I think if you took the Major League Soccer season, mm-hmm. but they have all those in-season tournaments, and you took those out of it, it would be condensed. So I think the midseason tournament spread it out like a cat getting wet.
This analogy?
I didn't know if she was going to land that analogy, but I think it worked.
You get it,
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
If you took out all the midseason tournaments, it'd be like when you get a cat wet.
Right. Yeah. I get it.
This is all day. It's like this all day. I still don't get it.
Have you never watched a cat before?
No, I've never watched
I haven't.
A cat.
No. No, I have not.
Cats are awful.
Yeah.
All right. So tickets go on sale at noon for City Live. It is the kickoff event for City SC's third season.
Yeah, awesome.
It will happen at the Factory February 16th. It's a Sunday, so it should be a lot of fun. Matt Seebeck, thank. Oh, by the way, tickets at stlcitysc.com.
That's right, and SeatGeek.com. You can get those at noon starting today.
And there is there a signed kit giveaway?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
So no, that's a good point. We're going to be doing we have partnered with an organization called Passback, which is a local nonprofit. They upcycle sporting equipment. So fans are encouraged to bring, you know, old cleats. If you have kids, you have a ton of equipment just sitting around, balls, cleats, et cetera. So bring that and you can be automatically registered to win a signed jersey by the whole first team.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you, Amy.
Again, all the information, stlcitysc.com. The season is coming up. The kickoff event, City Live, will happen February 16th at the Factory. Tickets are on sale today at noon. Chief Experience Officer for City SC, Matt Seebeck. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.